Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What if I don't get no listeners? Like, man, how do we get over that hump? Because I've been there several times. Hey, still to this day, I feel that sometimes.
I'll tell you how to get over the hump, man. This might shock a lot of people.
Uh-oh.
Right, right? The way you get over the hump is, one, you have to be consistent in your true message. But here's the cool thing about it. You're either going to attract everybody that's for you, or you're going to repel everybody who's afraid of you. That's how you do it, fam.
This dude just said, you're going to attract everyone who's for you, or repel everyone who's not for you.
Facts.
What's happening? No cap. We A.O. about to get a play. Pull up to the table. Let's go.
Yo, what's going on, fam? It's your boy, Anthony O'Neal. Welcome back to the table. It's Monday. We keep it real, relevant, and relatable. And today, I'm excited, man, because I got my boy from another mother, my brother from another mother. He's a little bit shorter than me, but he a cool cat. You know what I'm saying? You know, his name is, what's your name?
Sean Anthony, fam. Sean Anthony, fam.
I know. I was going to call you Anthony, but I was like, we can't have two Anthonys at the table. But man, this guy is a brilliant guy, you guys. This guy quit his job, left his job to pursue podcasting 100% full-time, took his message and took it to the massive, but he just didn't quit his job out of nowhere. There's a proven process. There is a system that he put into place to eventually do it. So I want y'all to keep it locked today, because I believe that there is something on the inside of you that while you're working your 9-to-5, you can still be impacting people. And while impacting people, you could be making some money. I'm gonna say this up front. I tell everyone, don't chase the money, chase influence. Chase being impactful. If you can chase impacting people's lives, that will eventually begin to pay you. And in my brother's perspective, from his life story, it's paying him very well. He a father with three beautiful kids. And today we're going to learn more about his story, dive deep into his story, and then give you all some practical tips to learn exactly how my boy did it. Yo, what's up, my guy? You good?
It's good, bro.
Welcome to Nashville, bro.
Listen, man, I ain't never been to Nashville. You brought me out here.
Yeah.
We had the chicken wings last night, so I'm excited to be here.
We had the hot chicken.
I had the medium. I wasn't prepared for the
hot. You
didn't
get the
hot? No, I couldn't take on the hot.
I didn't even have the medium. I had the mild.
Oh, you played it safe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't do hot, because if I do hot, I got to go to the bathroom, bro.
You got to be excused.
But, yo, my... My producer's lady, man, boy, she a beast. I mean, she went for the triple X hot the first time we went.
Remember, I got more than one X on it, fam. I can't.
Yeah, I don't do all that, man. I want to enjoy my food when I do have my food. So, let's get straight to it, man.
Let's do it.
Because I really want the people to know you, learn more about your story, because that's why you're here. That's why you at the table. So, right now, you're doing podcasting full-time, all right? But let's rewind. Let's go back 10 years.
Okay.
Give us, in 5 minutes, give us, where did you start?
Yeah, man.
Where did Sean start? I know you didn't go to A&T because you didn't want to turn up, and be, a turn-up guy. But where did you go to college? Where's your foundation, bro?
Yeah, man. My foundation, man, I'm a kid from 252 Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Rocky Mountain,
North Carolina. Okay. I survived and made it out. And for me, my lifestyle, my story was crazy. Like, my brother, at the age of 14, my life was completely different. My brother went off to college and went to A&T, like we talked about. And he became this big nightlife party promoter. I'm talking about with the biggest artists, Rick Ross, Young Jeezy. So I was 14 years old in the club with them.
With the Rick Ross.
With the Rick Rosses.
On with the Jeezys.
VIPs, you name it, bro.
With the ladies too, huh?
With all of it, bro. At 14, bro. You know what's crazy about it, though? I watched the process, the networking, the marketing, the getting people collectively in the room.
Yeah.
And at 14, I took his formula back to Rocky Mount after a graduation party. Imagine right now a 14-year-old throwing an 18-year-old graduation party. That's what I did. But here's the crazy part. Fam, I made $6,000.
You made six grand.
$6,000 at 14 years old.
Took the formula from the streets.
Yep.
took it back to the school.
Yep.
And made
six grand. So for me, that made me want to go on the nightlife, made me want to go on to college, but I didn't want to go to college for the education.
Yeah.
I was going to college for the bag, bro. So I went off to college, became a big nightlife party promoter, which led me to learning different skill sets and marketing and going corporate, and my life changed.
Wow. So where did you end up going to college?
Winston-Salem State University.
Did you graduate? You get your degree?
Graduated. What's
your
degree in? Psychology.
In psychology?
Psychology, bro.
Are you using it right now?
I'm using it right now talking to you. I'm using it.
But bro. Not as a career.
Not as a career, fam.
What about your job?
Yeah, my job. So when I was, here's the thing about partying. People get older and they leave, right?
Right.
You graduate, you go back home to your mom.
Right.
I took that same skill set and I went corporate, bro, where I was promoted 6 times in 4 years. So that's what happened with me. And the funny thing about podcasting, it was never in my formula. It was never a thought process.
Wow.
And what happened is I took a job promotion that took me 6 hours away from my family.
Wow.
While my wife was pregnant. And while doing that, I almost fell asleep. I pulled over to Dunkin' Donuts. I tried this weird purple app, the podcast app. I started listening to guys like Ed Mylett, Chris Drama Path. Now, I said those names respectfully because all of them have been on my show, but I saw something really quickly. I saw that they didn't look like me and you.
Yeah.
And I knew there was an audience that only we could reach, and that made me jump into podcasting.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. So when you jumped into podcasting, what was your initial thoughts? Did you think like, yo, I can make money off of this? Or was it just so you can, you know, help people, serve people? What was your initial thoughts when it comes to podcasting?
I knew I had to be attached to a mission, right? If my mission was, here I am being successful in corporate, all my friends not finding what they want to do in life. So I created schools over now with the podcast, but I wanted to bring on celebrities, entrepreneurs, who can then tell their stories on how they made it to where they are today, right? Give those secrets. So my focus was, how can I bring on a mission? It wasn't about the money, but how can I get the gems? Yeah. How can I get the advice? How can I give it to my people?
Ooh, so what's the name of your podcast?
School's Over Now What?
Why is the name School's Over Now What?
Because here's the thing. Everybody on this planet has asked themselves that question, right?
Uh-huh.
Whether you graduated college or whether you know you didn't even get the degree at all. Perhaps you got a degree, you can't even find a job. You ask yourself, your mom or your grandmama, somebody's asking you, yo, now what are you going to do? Right? And that's what made me create that show.
Oh, man. So name some of the people you have on your show.
Ah, man. I had Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles. Which was crazy. Grant Cardone, Grammy Award winners like Estelle.
Yeah.
I had, you know, Ed Mylett. I've had, you know, the authors, the New York Times bestselling author, Seth Godin. You name it, bro. Some of the best have been on that platform.
So there's someone watching this show right now. Do you come from wealth?
Nah, I don't come from wealth. I come from watching my mom and dad make something happen with them lives.
Yeah.
And leaving, like, that country format.
Yeah.
And creating something of their own.
Cool, great. So that's who's watching me right now. People who have great parents, some who have come from single parent homes, right?
Yeah.
But they're like, yo, I got something on the inside of me.
Yep.
And so, but they're a little nervous. You know, they're comfortable in a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
But there's that single mother watching us right now that has a message for single mothers, that has a message for single ladies. There's a brother watching us right now that has a 9-to-5 job, but there's some wisdom. There's some knowledge on the inside of him. There are people watching us literally right now saying, yo, I got something on the inside, but I'm a little nervous. And bro, I don't know if you saw this study that came out maybe about a month ago, and it was saying that the fastest growing type of small business are creators, are podcasters, YouTubers, people who create and deliver content for a living. And so I was like, yo, I got to get my boy Sean on the show because people out here getting a bag off of podcasting. Then I read another article, which is why I say, oh, yeah, Sean's coming to he's coming to the table. Spotify did an article and said that within the next 2 to 3 years, this would be the number one way advertisers actually advertise on the internet. Outside of Facebook, the next spot is podcasters. And I'm like, okay, whoa. So let's dive into this, man.
Okay.
What's the first thing you need to be doing if you have a message, or let's just say some that are saying, you know, I want to start a podcast or I want to start a YouTube show. What's the very first thing they have to put in place?
Well, first, you got to figure out why you're going to do it.
Right?
Like, why are you going to do it? What's your passion behind it? Because here's the thing. There's this thing called pie fade, where you start something, you think you hot at it, but then you lose your interest. So is the mission strong enough? If you have that purpose, if you're representing those moms, right? Yeah. That's a mission behind that. So the first thing I would say, align yourself with the mission and the cause that you feel comfortable talking about.
Wow. So what was your why?
Yeah, my why was the fact that I really felt that my life, you know, in my 20s, that I was the only one that really figured out what to do next. And I knew that there was more in my people. We just didn't have the access.
Yeah.
Right? That was my why. Yeah. Right? And it evolved, and the show evolved, and then the opportunities evolved. I think you got to figure out what that is for you and tap into that. And I think if you got a voice, you got a message, right? Here's the thing. We're so afraid of saying, you know, somebody's already talking about this.
Yeah.
Right? But nobody's talking about it in your voice.
Come on, man.
Nobody.
Bro, that's my why. I'll never forget, I was sitting at the beach in my 2000 Ford Explorer. Had some fake spinner wheels on it. I didn't have the real ones. I had the fake spinner wheels on it. We're out at the beach in Oceanside, California. And me and my homeboys are sitting there, and we see all of my friends. We 18 at the time, 19 at the time. And we see all of our friends pull up in these real expensive cars, but we're all broke. Mm. We've all asked each other to borrow $5 for McDonald's so we can get something to eat. Or we all asked each other for like $5 to get a tank of gas, right? But we were all broke. And in my head, I was like, man, isn't it funny that we all look like we have the bag, but we don't have the bag. Mm. And I was still drowning in debt at that time. And I was like, yo, there has to be a different way to building wealth. There has to be a way to where people who look like you and I, who are young, you know, we don't have to fall for the world's way of success. We can actually create our own definition of success. And that was my why, is I want to take my message to the massive so I can help them understand, like, yo, you create your definition of success. And I'm going to show you how I got out of debt, how I am building wealth, and how I am chasing influence. And if we can do that for people like you and I, bro, it's a wrap.
It's a game changer.
And Dave Ramsey is already doing it, my friend and mentor. You have people like Grant Cardone, your Robert Kiyosaki, a lot of the great people teaching stuff around finances, but no one's teaching it the way that I can teach it for a specific group of people. I believe you were designed. I was designed for a specific reason. You were designed for a specific reason and to reach specific people. So when you're quiet, ooh, I don't want to take over the show because I'm a boy on the show, but I feel like preaching right now.
When
you're quiet, you're not just hurting yourself, but you're hurting the people who need your message.
Yes. And here's the thing. Like the way you say it, sometimes we get around a certain group of people, we change our tone. We change the words, right? We change the words that we say. We get, you know, around a certain audience, we feel like we got to be proper. Mm. Sometimes that slang, that fam, that homie, that who you really are is what's going to pull that audience.
No, you need to be yourself.
Yep.
And be okay with the fact that some people will not like you for you are. That's okay. So here's the thing, man. I just want to live right there. Have you ever been in a place to where you felt like you were not accepted, that your podcast, people don't like your podcast, or they don't want to hear what you have to say? If so, how did you deal with that season? Because there's someone watching, there's someone listening to us right now on the podcast, watching us on YouTube saying, but what if they don't like what I got to say? What if I don't get no listeners? Like, how do we get over that hump? Because I've been there several times. Yeah. Hey, since to this day, I feel that sometimes.
I tell you how to get over the hump, man. This might shock a lot of people right now, right? The way you get over the hump is, one, you have to be consistent in your true message. But here's the cool thing about it. You're either going to attract everybody that's for you, or you're going to repel everybody who's afraid of you. That's how you do it, fam.
This dude just said, you're going to attract everyone who's for you, or repel everyone who's not for you.
Facts.
And you know what? Here's the thing. I've had to learn this as well. I was in a meeting with my mentor and friend Dave, and I was like, man, I just can't get it right. You have people on this side who love and hate me. I got people on this side who love and hate me. I got people in the middle who just love and hate me. And I'm like, there's no one side that fits all. It's like you're going to have a balance of each and every single one who loves or hates you. But I remember God just really telling me, he was like, hey, just focus on the people I called you to.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. You know, you can't reach everyone in the world. And so I think if you just focus on your message and your assignment, you'll be all right. So The very first thing is to identify.
Yeah.
What's your why? Once you identify your why, what's next?
All right, so now you got to start thinking logistics, right? You got to start thinking, all right, if I'm a, you know, I got my why down, how am I going to get this message out? I tell people all the time, it's not as complicated as you think, right? It takes a small investment. And some of those things are software, right?
Okay.
So we talk about software. You got to be on a platform. Nobody is putting a podcast out there, going to Spotify, going to, you know, iTunes, going to Podbean. Nobody's doing that.
Right.
You have to identify what's your hosting site going to be on.
Okay.
And that hosting site then allow for your podcast to now be spread across all these platforms.
All right, so from a practical standpoint, let's call it out. What are some good hosting websites from your perspective?
Libsyn, Spreaker, right. I would go with those two any time of the day.
Any time of the day.
Any time of the day. It's going to give you that data, the analytics, to know exactly who your demographics are, who are you speaking to, where's your audience, what country are they in. It gives you that information you'll need to be successful.
I love it. Now, what's the startup cost?
Yeah, the startup cost, you're looking at probably about $20, investing up to probably about anywhere between 90 to plus hours of content saved.
Yeah.
And you can upgrade that plan as you create more content.
So, okay, so that's the platform.
Yeah.
What about a mic, man?
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro, absolutely.
Don't we need like some mic, a good computer, something to really help them? Because here's my thing, man. I don't want you to get into this thing. Can I just be real?
Yeah, be real, be real.
I mean, it's my show. I don't know why
real,
I'm asking.
Be real, bro. Break it in.
Here's my problem with certain people. We don't go for excellence.
Yep.
We just go to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes when we don't aim for excellence, we settle.
Yep.
And so I don't want you to get no cheap mic.
Yep. Let's
don't get no cheap mic.
Let's get it. No cheap mic. All right, so let's talk to the no cheap mic option, though. Let's give it to them.
Okay.
Right? The no cheap mic option would be the same mic that Michael Jackson song Thriller on. That's the Shure SM7B.
Ooh. I got one of those.
Sure, SM7B. You get that bad boy, you can get a Rodecaster Pro.
I like that.
Right? You put that Rodecaster Pro, maybe a cloud lifter to help out with the noise. Those, that combination together, you plug that thing up into your computer, your laptop, and you're on a good start. And then you have to start thinking, all right, how am I going to say? What am I going to press record on? Free software like Audacity.
And here's why I say you don't want nothing cheap. You know, because it's like, if you got something to say, you want people to hear you clearly.
Yeah,
you don't want people saying, what did he say? Well, what did she say? No, you want people to hear what God put inside of you very clearly. So my whole thing is like, yo, once you figure out your why, then the next thing you need to do is make the first step and make the investment into something quality. Maybe you need to save up over a period of like, you know, a couple of months to go get it. Because what I don't want you to do is go drop $500. Now, y'all thought I was going to be slipping. No. I don't want you to drop $500 on this and you still got some debt. No, priorities. Okay? Priorities. We got to stick to our priorities. But the Shure SM7B. SM7B.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the Rodecaster. The Rodecaster is really good.
Yeah.
I got the cloud as well. That's all in my office downstairs. This is what I'm going to do for you all, because some of you are probably saying, okay, what is this? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop a link in the show description of exactly here's what I use to start my own mini podcast situation at the home before this big old situation that I have right now. So I'll drop that in a link below. But I want to maybe suggest something, and tell me if you agree with this or not.
Okay.
Before you buy the equipment, maybe spend 2 weeks writing down what you want to say and just talking to people about what you want to say.
Absolutely. Before you make an investment like that, you want to make sure you're comfortable in speaking.
Yes.
Comfortable in speaking.
Yes.
If you're doing an interview show, comfortable in an interview. I tell people all the time, right? When you think about doing a podcast, right? The first thing, it's almost like watching a show on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Number one show in U.S. right now is clickbait, right? Everyone's watching, right? You know why, though? Because when you start something like a series, you don't want to finish it, right?
You don't.
But you want to finish it. You want it to stop.
Right.
You keep going. So if you're going to drop a podcast, why not drop a podcast with at least 3 episodes in the very beginning?
You talking good. And here's my thing, man. You know what? Instead of for purchasing that equipment up front, maybe in the very, very beginning, I think that's number 3. Number 2 is like, get on there. Maybe practice some of your stuff on IG Live.
Yeah.
Maybe put some of yourself up on IG Reels. You see if you're getting some likes. See if people are responding. See if your message is resonating. Maybe jump on the phone with a pro like yourself. And like, hey, here's what I'm thinking. Here's the content that I'm hitting on. And start practicing out loud. When you get in that shower, talk to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, get loud. And that's something that I still do to this day.
Yeah.
Brand new content. When I got a brand new talk, a brand new sermon, boy, I be in that shower straight up, naked. Like, yes, Lord. You know, I practice what I'm going to say. You know, when I'm doing my own single talks, I'm like, yo, let me practice. I come in here in the dark. When my producer gone, I come in here, I just practice on what I want to say. Because I want to make sure when I say it, people hear it and people understand.
Let me give y'all this a tip, though, too. Right? Someone's thinking about, okay, how do you, you know, how else could you do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always learn from some of the best. One of the people that come on my mind right now, Jamila Mustafa. I had her on my show. She's done TRL. She's done BET, you name it. And here's the hack. Have that conversation. Do almost like an interview style with people at the grocery store. Like, yo, why did you pick that up? You know, is that really good? Even if you know the answer. Right? What you're doing, though, is you're practicing that interview style. You're practicing what's working. You're looking at them in the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, those are some of the tips that I would say is try it out even in most public settings and you'll master your craft.
Ooh! 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 I love it. I love it. Yo, what's going on, fam? Hey, do yourself a favor and take out your cell phones right now and text the word TABLE to 615-930-3431. That's right. I am giving you a private and exclusive number directly to myself and my entire team. We are dedicated to helping you reach all of your goals, especially your goals around your net worth, your network, and growing your number one business, your number one asset, and that's your mind. So what I'm going to be doing weekly and sometimes daily, I'm going to be texting you encouraging text messages, behind-the-scenes footage, some special messages from some of my special guests that will be on the table, and also free and early access to some products and some tools and some resources that I have coming out here soon. So do yourself a favor right now. Take out the phones and text the word TABLE to 615-930-3431. It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. You already know I approve this message. Yo, we just now tuning in. Welcome back to the table. You guys, your boy, Anthony O'Neill, and I have with me at the table today the one and only celebrity podcaster, Sean Anthony. I'm going to call him Sean because there's only one Anthony in this room. I was about to say something else, but in this room. And y'all, I do not want you all to forget that, hey, my friends over at Prize Pool want to help you save money, save for your emergency fund, save for your upcoming Christmas vacation coming up, save for Black Fridays. Did you all know that the average savings account gives you 0.06% when it comes to getting an interest rate? And my friends over at Prize Pool was like, yo, nuh-uh. No, I don't like this. This is whack. So what they said is, hey, you know what? We're going to step into the game and we're going to offer a whopping 0.30% interest rate, which is 7.5 times higher than the national average. Even with this higher rate, they said it wasn't enough and decided to add piles of cash prizes every week. And that's not all. They wanted to enter in a big whopping $10,000 grand prize just for you. That's where I personally park my emergency funds. That's where I personally park all my other long-term savings account. And I want you to join your boy. I'm going to drop some information about my friends over at Prize Pool in the show description. Go check them out because I promise you right now, why settle for 0.06%? Why not go ahead and get a little bit more of your interest, a little bit more of your interest on the money that you have saved, and just for parking the money, you may win $10,000? That sounds a whole lot better to me. I can't wait to win that 10 grand, you know. So check them out. Their information is show description. I promise you, you'll thank me later. So listen, when it comes to your why, comes to practicing what's in you, writing down your message and make sure you have it. Then the next step is getting the tools. And we're going to drop some information on what are the proper tools. What would you say, because you're the beast in this game.
Yeah.
I put you on my IG Live and I had so many people hit me up like, yo, that's a beast. Like, Sean is a beast in the game. I'm like, okay, cool. What makes you a beast?
Man, to be honest with you, I think what makes me particular beast is I know my lane. I know my lane, and two, you have to realize right now, right? Because I want to talk to the person working the job, fam, because that was me.
Ooh, talk right? to him.
So that person that's working the job, whenever you get that performance review at the end of the year, you sit down with that boss, I want you to pay attention to what they say you're very good at. Because what they may tell you is something you may not have been thinking about. And so what I found out is I was getting these exceed expectations, building up a company, not building myself, but I paid attention to what they were saying. And what they were saying was, yo, your collaboration skills are crazy. you have the ability to connect with other people that don't look like you and bring them together. So I took that mindset and I said, you know what? That's it. I have the ability to attract that diverse audience. I have the ability to bring people together.
Yeah.
And I thought about that and I thought about applying that to podcasting. That's how I'm able to unlock new levels. That's how I'm able to sit in rooms that, you know, people look like us shouldn't even be in. Fam, that's my advice.
So are you saying for, let's say for that person who's watching, that is, start paying attention to what people around you are saying about you.
Yeah.
Start identifying what are your gifts that you may not be able to see. Maybe that's from a mentor. Maybe that's from your girlfriend, your boyfriend. Maybe that's from your mom and dad. Or maybe that's from your employee. You know, but I like that, man. I really do. Because, you know, what my mama told me when I was young, she said, that mouth gets you in trouble, but one day that mouth is going to get you paid.
Boss.
And look at it. Like, my mouth got me expelled. My mouth got me suspended. My mouth got me in trouble with the ladies. You know, but now it pays the bills. Now it's building my wealth because what I started doing is listening to everyone around me. And it sounds like that's what you did.
Yeah.
And that's what we all should be doing.
Absolutely. We should not take that for granted. Because here's the thing. They're going to see things in you that we never thought was possible.
Ooh, right? You're teaching good.
We're so blind to say, okay, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
If I'm good at that, you might not even be good at those things.
Ooh.
And here's your gift. Your gift, and Steve Harvey said the best, your gift is what you do with the least amount of effort.
And for
me, sitting in those rooms, collaborating, bringing people together, having them have conversations that are sometimes uncomfortable and they cry, that was my gift.
Ooh.
That was it, fam.
I hope y'all paying attention to this. This is why this boy is a beast when it comes to podcasting right here. So, all right. So, we got this nailed down, right?
Yeah.
How do you, bro? I think when people pull up the podcasting world, how do you make money, man? Because people are like, all right, man. It's like, they're not going to leave their 9-to-5. Let me tell you that right now. CJ, put me back on this camera right here. Thank you, bro. You're not leaving your 9-to-5 today, all right? You're not leaving your 9-to-7 if you're a hard worker like my man Sean here. But I do want to make sure I set you up and show you, hey, here's how you can start a process and start a system today. And maybe one day, hopefully one day, I'm going to speak this over all of our lives, that you all can leave your 9-to-5 job and join this type of business that is the number one small business growing, which is the content creators. You can leave your 9-to-5 by serving and helping people. So let's be real.
Yeah, let's do
keep it.
It
a buck here at the table because it's real, relevant, and relatable. Let's hit the real part. Can people make a full-time living doing podcasts, doing YouTube only?
Absolutely. But let me tell you how, though.
Uh-oh.
Because here's the
uh-oh.
Thing. So many people say, oh, I got to get the brand deal. Oh, I got to go get the sponsor. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm going to tell you how to do it without them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you really have a skill set, right? Let's say you're an amazing cook, or perhaps you're a teacher, an educator. You've maybe even created a course or thought about creating a course, right? Here's the thing about podcasting. Podcasting allows for you to become the prominent voice and space in your field. So if you're talking about cooking, if you're talking about digital courses, if you're talking about how to educate people, you're now the go-to person. So here's the thing. Instead of, you know, running after that sponsor, how about you become your own infomercial?
Ooh.
And that's what I did. I became my own infomercial.
Your own infomercial.
Became my own infomercial.
All right, so worst case scenario, what do you think on average podcasters, YouTubers, content creators can make a year?
Without sponsors or with sponsors?
I'll just say just it's everything.
Oh, without it's unlimited, bro. I mean, you got to look at it from a different aspect, right? The niche audience is the audience that people really want. Right? It's the audience that people really want. You can have an energetic group of 500 people that would convert, right? And there's influencers who have millions of followers that can't convert. There was a girl who couldn't convert selling
t-shirts. She couldn't sell, yeah, I remember that. She had a million followers
couldn't sell
10 t-shirts.
Didn't have it.
One of my homegirls, I won't say her name because I don't want to put her business out there, but she's a very well-known name in the financial space. And when I was going through my transition season, right, she was like, hey, Ayo, I have way less followers than you, but I make way more money than you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, girl, shut up. She was like, no, I make millions. You understand this? She said, and she said, all you need is a good 500 to 1,000 tribe members.
That's all you need.
Not followers.
Nope.
She said, tribe members who actually believe in you and your message, mm-hmm. that actually buy your content. You have 500 to 1,000 followers. You can be a millionaire if you are producing solid content.
Absolutely.
She's like, you don't need 1 million followers. You don't need 2 million followers. You only need to impact 500, 1,000, 2,000 people to make $1 million, $2 million, $3 million. And when she said that, it shook my whole world because I was like, yo, I got a lot of people who rock with me. But she was like, yeah. She said, but how many of those are actually tribe members?
Mm-hmm.
Put me back on this thing, right? I'm going to talk to my people. If you a tribe member, drop it in the comments below if you're on YouTube. Drop it and say, yo, I'm a tribe. I'm a part of the tribe, Ayo. But yo, I love that. Like, let's live right there.
Okay.
Niche down. Like, mm-hmm. like my brother-in-law, Glenn from Belief in Fatherhood, he said, instead of trying to go wide, go deep.
Yeah.
He was like, don't worry about building this wide audience. No, when you get someone, get to know them, interact with them, become close to them, figure out what do they want, how do they want it. And he said, and when you do that, that person becomes, you know, a part of the family. But my brother-in-law only focuses on being a stay-at-home father. He doesn't talk about nothing else. If it has nothing to do with that, he doesn't do it. Why is it so important for us to be specific and not wide?
Because when you're specific, that ideal person who's looking for you mm-hmm. will find you. Mm. That's the thing about being specific. They don't want to hear about this. Or they don't want to hear about that. People want, you know, they have the idea of what's in it for me.
Yeah.
Right? And if I know, okay, you're talking about fatherhood. Or
yeah.
If you're talking about podcasting.
Yeah.
And I know that's something that I want to elevate in, you're going to become my guy. That's it.
Yo, listen. What's on the inside of you? I mean, Sean is sitting here giving us some practical steps. Don't try and be a used cars salesman for podcasting. Nah, if you like Hondas, sell Hondas. You know, if you want to be for single mothers, be for single mothers. If you want to be around fashion, if you want to be around marketing, whatever that thing is, figure out that thing and stick to that thing. Because that is going to make you money. And before it makes you money, remember, you're influencing and you're impacting people. So once they get specific, anything else we need to be doing?
Yeah, I mean, besides just being specific, right, you got to stay true to your message.
Woo!
Right? Like, just because you start getting hot, don't switch up. Right? You know, even to this day, you want to take people like when they're on a journey, right?
Yeah.
So I've been doing a podcast for 3 years. People see me literally go across the country and then go back to work.
Yeah.
And then they saw me leave my job.
Yeah.
And that journey and taking them on that journey, they feel like they are a part of it and they are a part of it, but that makes you way more relatable.
Yeah.
See, the problem is too many people start receiving success and they forget to be relatable.
Ah!
They forget to be who they were.
They forget to be real.
Yeah, they forget all about it, bro.
Oh,
they forget
man.
All about it. I think if you continue to tap into that, right? You know, I'm a hip-hop guy. I like artists. I like rap music. And I like bars, right? I remember a guy who was on Dipset's name was like J.R. Ryder. And he said so many different bars. And one that really stuck with me to this day is you got to have that hunger that you had when you first started. Had when you first started.
Bro!
And you'll never be defeated. That's it.
Yo, you know what's so funny is I've watched you over the years, man. And just recently you were helping a mutual friend of ours, Tierra. Not Tierra. Who are you helping?
Terry.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying Tierra. Terry. Yeah. You know, that's a homegirl. And she's a multimillionaire.
Yeah, she's true.
And she kills the game.
Yep.
But you were on her team.
Yep.
Helping her get her message out. But you were using your gifts,
mm-hmm.
you were being real, and you've been around other multimillionaires,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'll never forget, man, you called me, I said, man, I felt honored to be on the phone with you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, yo, you've been around the celebs.
Yes.
So have I, but like, when we get on the phone, you're like, yo, what up, Ayo? I'm like, yo, what up, Sean? Like, it's like, yo, we're still relatable. We're still real, even though we've accomplished some of the things we've accomplished. And you're helping out a woman, a queen,
yes.
get her message out there who makes $1 million a month.
She did $1 million a day.
I know. She just told us that, you know, on my show before. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop her information in the show description. Y'all need to go check out her class because she taught me some things. But listen, like, bro, I love how you said that.
Yeah.
Be real. Be relatable because that's going to be the most important part. I feel as if, and I'm going to be real and vulnerable. That is something that I have to remind myself every single day. God has given me this platform. God has allowed me to experience this success. Hey, yo, you still Anthony O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
The same God that made Anthony O'Neal made Sean. The mm-hmm. same God that made Beyonce made Anthony. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, so we're all still humans. But I think sometimes success can get to our heads, man.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that guy. I want people to enjoy getting in my presence.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to, yo, that's Anthony. He cool. That's why I have a social media person, but she will not respond. I respond to all of my messages because I want people to know, like, yo, I'm real.
Yeah.
Man, I come from Fayetteville, North Carolina, San Diego, California. I come from a family of 5 in a 3-bedroom, 1,200 square foot home, sharing one bedroom, my sister and my brother. You know, I don't come from wealth. I just want to make sure that I stick with that. And I love how you said, man, stay humble, stay real.
Yeah, at the same time, too, right? You stay humble, but you got to realize that, like, you're worthy of being in a room.
Mm.
You're worthy of the opportunities.
Mm.
You can't shrink what they're in front of you.
Mm.
And the people who are at the higher levels, they size you up.
They
size you up.
They do, and
they'll know really quickly. And I think when you're getting opportunities, you have to say to yourself, you know what, this is my time. I'm worthy of this. You know, I've interviewed some people that would make people very nervous, very tense, right? I remember, shout out to Maya Elias. I remember, you know, hitting her up, and I'm like, yo, tomorrow I interview Matthew Knowles. I'm like, I'm excited for this. And then she responded back really quickly. No, Matthew Knowles gets to interview with you.
Mm.
It's a shift in your mindset because you can get that moment shrink up, right?
Yeah.
But you got to realize you've worked hard for the opportunities you receive. And when you get them, capitalize.
When you got in front of Matthew Knowles, how did you feel?
Well, I'll tell you, within the first 30 seconds, I felt like, oh, this is about to be crazy. Within the first 30 seconds, see, here's the thing about me and you, right? Mm. People that look like us, right, they tend to step out and do the unordinary.
Mm.
Within the first 30 seconds, he said, oh, snap, they ain't tell me you was a brother.
Wow. Right?
It just automatically says to yourself, okay, we can do this. Not only can we do this, but we can do this at a very high level,
yeah.
And your respect is already gained. And of course, I mean, as you interview certain people, you can do your research on them. You know what's comfortable and you know what's not comfortable. And
man,
you make that right move.
Bro, you are speaking good, bro. And I think a lot of people need to hear what you just said. Because especially with people who are just now going to be starting off doing their podcast or who are already doing their podcast, they're scared to reach out to that individual. But can we be real here?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for rocking with me on the show today, bro. I wish I had another hour on this show. While also, remember the fact that you deserve to be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Still be respectful.
Absolutely.
Of the room that you're in.
Because
I think sometimes people can be like, yo, my name is such and such, and I'm good at what I do, but you still got to be respectful
mm-hmm.
to the individual you're going to meet. I'll never forget when I first met Mark Cuban, and I sat down with him and interviewed him and talked with him. He walked in, man, like a normal cat, mm-hmm. like a normal guy. I'm suited all up, he in jeans and a T-shirt with the Waze app, you know, trying to get to me. And when he came in there, I took off my tie, I took off, unbuttoned my shirt, and I sat down. But something still said, that's still Mark Cuban.
Uh-huh.
He's not better than you, but he is wiser than you.
Yep.
And so respect him.
Yep.
But in return, he respected me. The man gave me mad love, already knew who I was, already looked me up, already did his research on me, and he already knew I respected him. So I just want to make sure that we are being real with the people on here. As you're building your podcast, yes, you deserve to be in that room. You deserve to be the host. But if you get in front of a Sean Anthony, if you get in front of a Matthew Knowles, a Beyonce, whoever, still respect them and their time.
Absolutely.
Do your research. Don't waste their time. And don't be like, can I say this? Don't be like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Ah.
Can't do that.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Man. So, bro, as we close the show down, man, because this is some great stuff. What is one tip you would leave them with today?
Man, the tip I'll tell anybody today is what I say at the end of every podcast of everybody ever interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you got to dream it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe it. But you got to go out here and get it.
Oh, dream it, write the vision, make it plain. You got to believe what you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And once you write it, once you believe it, you got to go get what you believe.
Got to go get it, bro.
One of my mentors says, speak what you seek until you see what you spoke.
Powerful.
Speak what you seek until you see what you spoke. Dream it. You see it. Write the vision. Believe it. Sean, you a beast, bro.
I appreciate that.
You can be my co-host, Doc.
I appreciate that, bro. That's love.
You know what I'm saying?
That's love, bro.
How can the people find you, man?
I mean, you can find me on all platforms at Sean R. Anthony _. You can listen to the podcast on anywhere. School's over, now what? And you can find us anywhere where podcasts are found.
Y'all love it, man. I know some of y'all are asking, probably thinking like, yo, Ayo, you never said how much can we make? Honestly, this study came out and said that it takes, on average, the average content creator starting from scratch to about 2 years in, they are making enough money to where they can provide for them and part-time for another person. So this is on average anywhere between $75,000 to $125,000 a year just creating content. But if you really study more, man, you have a lot of people making, Sean, anywhere from $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year. And if you really are focused and determined, you got several people making $1 million a year. And so I just really want to encourage all of you all watching right now to do exactly what we talked about at the table today. Identify your why. Once you identify your why, I want you to really take some time and to pray over that why. Ask God to give you the wisdom. Ask God to give you the knowledge. Ask God to give you your message, not what they want. I want to say that again. Don't do what the world wants. No, ask God, what is the message on the inside of me that you want out? Once you identify that message, start writing down things. Start practicing. Look up Sean, book him for an hour. You know, don't call me because it just ain't, I can talk to you about money. Sean can help you get your message out there and do some good things with it. But get around some quality people. We always talk about your network. Get around people who can help you really fine tune that message and start practicing it in your car. Cut off the radio, okay? You ain't making no money listening to music. You helping them make money. Let's put some money in your pocket by practicing your message. If you got a church, hey, speak to the young people. Speak to somebody. Get out there and practice it. Once you get that message kind of fine-tuned a little bit, go buy the equipment. I'm going to put all the equipment that I use in the show notes. Go get some quality equipment. Do not have a solid, God-fearing message with crappy audio. I'm going to be real with you on the show, all right? So I'm going to drop that information below on what's the best place to start with the quality information. Then, once you do that, yo, you work your tail off on your 9-to-5 while you also working your tail off on fine-tuning and getting your message out there. Focus on being influential. Focus on making an impact, and the money will follow. I promise you. You got Sean here. He just left his 9-to-5. I have been doing this for a little bit of time, so clearly, you know, I'm making some money. And so I'm grateful, man, for your show, Doc. Grateful for you coming to the table, my God. You know what I'm saying, brother? Man, I don't want to end the show, Doc. I really don't. I mean, this thing right here,
it's a lot of takeaways, bro. I think people, I just want people to take away from this and realize that see the possibility they can do it too.
Yo, man.
They can do it too.
Listen, man. Yo, if you're going to do a podcast, CJ, put me on this camera right here. If you're going to do a podcast, start a YouTube channel, I want you to drop your name and just say, I'm going to start. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray over everyone that is going to be doing this for the next month. Okay, so whenever you watch this, I want you to drop your name and just put, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to be praying for you that God will give you the wisdom and knowledge to do this. Yo, it's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. That's the end of today's show. But don't get it twisted. We're coming back next week with another fire show because I'm excited for what God is doing here at the table with all of us, a part of this family. It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill, and I'm going to see you next week. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.